This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Mark.
And of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss on the radio here with us. And you can sound really awesome, too, if you join our Discord servers. The Discord call-in lines are there, and that allows you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. You go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can do that there as we jump right into a story that, I mean, the headline. It says, this is from thehill.com. Top Federal Reserve official says U.S. needs another lockdown to save economy?
The lockdown didn't really do that great for the economy the last time.
No, generally the economy doesn't really work if people are on lockdown, which, by the way, is a term they use in jail and prison. At least I presume in prison. They certainly used it when I was in jail for civil disobedience here.
I can assure you they use it in prison, yes.
They would come in and they would yell, "Lockdown!" In the jails, you know, the wing of the jail or whatever that I was in, and then what you were supposed to do is go into your cell. So if you were out in the...
If you didn't, they'd come in with guys with clubs and beat you.
That's right. That didn't happen because everybody went right into their cell.
It's a good idea.
And then you close the
door. They're not kidding, okay?
Right.
Like, not kidding at all.
So it should be a clue to you.
If cops are the C students... Prison guards and the D students, okay? Look, somebody who wants a job, who doesn't want to work too hard, and, you know, doesn't mind cracking a few heads, making somebody fall upstairs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, the whole term lockdown should be a clue to you that this is not a good thing. Like, when somebody is forcing you against your will. Now, I realize some people believed the claims about COVID-19 and were genuinely frightened about what their chances were, and so they may have been locking down voluntarily. But others were doing...
That would be self-quarantining.
As opposed to a lockdown, which is against your will, would you say?
Right. I mean, could you really lock yourself down? What's that?
Or forced quarantining would
be. Right, forced quarantining.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like to use the term quarantine because this is the first time we've ever quarantined healthy people. and that's an interesting point about everything that's going on. And lockdown I like too because it has this aspect of force. If you want to shut down your business, then you can do that anytime.
Sure.
It doesn't require COVID to do it. If you want to self-quarantine, you can do that anytime. As a matter of fact, I've been doing it for about 10 years now. I really don't go out much. I like my life where it is, and everything's great.
So this is just absolutely ridiculous, but let's get into the story. Rebecca Klar, reporting at thehill.com, the government should again impose strict coronavirus-related lockdowns for a month or longer across the U.S. in order to boost the economy. A top Federal Reserve official said Sunday.
I don't think this person knows what they're talking about.
No, but yet they are apparently the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank.
And they think that locking down the economy is the key to saving the economy?
That's what Neil Kashkari
said. I'd like to hear what Neil has to say on this, because I'm a little confused.
I think Neil is confused.
Yeah, Kashkari, who is the president.
Well, he didn't get to be the president of the Federal Reserve by being a dumbass.
He almost exactly did exactly that.
I don't think that's true.
So, according to the story here, quote... That's the only way we're really going to have a real robust economic recovery. Otherwise, we're going to have flare-ups, lockdowns, and a very halting recovery with many more job losses and many more bankruptcies for an extended period of time. Unfortunately, he told Face the Nation, he said that the nation needs to control the spread of the virus, which is increasing across much of the country, to get back on path to economic health. So
right.
Destroy the economy, he says, in order to help the economy.
Okay, so at the very, I can understand this point of view above so many others. All right? So the half measures that were gone through here in this country up to this point, you know, let's lock down. Well, they weren't locked down. They were half locked down. The essential workers, which include what, you know,
I mean, let's go ahead and be honest and call them disposable workers.
Okay, fine. Disposable workers, you know, grocery stores.
I say, as one of said, disposable workers.
Right, as you worked at a place that was considered essential. And
she
now,
still does.
Indeed. So there was a, you know, there was a group of people that are allowed out. I would say that... If you just, like, I can get one of two points. One point, hey, look, freedom's more important than whatever you're talking about, and here's the points on freedom, let's go with freedom. The other point is that locking down is important and stopping the spread of this virus is important. I get that point. The crap that's been done in the middle is just half measures on either side. Right? Like, you know, it's just pointless. So if you were to lock down for 14 days, and by lockdown I mean anybody who steps off of their property gets murdered. Like, then you would have a real sort of lockdown. That's what this guy's talking about.
That's what he's talking about. He's talking about, and he's not the only one. Remember, I don't know if you guys were on the show, but a couple weeks ago.
The person who wants to keep farmers and healthcare workers at home.
Yeah, the Washington Post did an editorial piece about some so-called experts who are, like, one of them was, like, some Obama administration health goon who's saying that it needs to be a total lockdown with 90-plus percent of the population locked down, including farm workers and truck drivers. So basically they want people to starve or start eating each other.
I don't think that... Okay, so first off, most Americans can make it 2 weeks without starving to death. They don't
just
think
because
they
they're
can.
Fat?
Well, yes. But you'd be surprised how long you can go without eating.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 2 weeks without
food?
About
2 months. They're talking about 2 months.
There's really no point in that.
Okay.
Two weeks without food, I believe, is the point at which people begin starving.
Now, I'm sorry. That's just what people say. It's just not true. There's all kinds of evidence surrounding fasting that says that it's not true. I mean, it's horse pucky if you believe people starve in 3 weeks. That's what I believed at one point, and it's absolute utter nonsense.
Well, if you thought people were out in the streets mad about things now...
Oh, they're going to be mad. There's a
when
you don't give
eat.
Fat people their milkshakes, right. They get mad.
They want a soda pop.
Yes, indeed.
And then another. And another.
Right. You can believe that. That's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
However, all I'm trying to say is that if you're going to advocate for lockdowns, don't advocate for half measures. Lock it down.
Do it China style, because that's what they're talking
right.
about.
Right. Weld the door shut.
Weld them in, right?
You're
not actually saying that. You're not, just to be clear, you're not actually advocating for that.
I will advocate for rational moves, whatever rational moves are. But what I'm saying is...
Each individual person gets to decide what's rational for them.
I get that, and that's the freedom side of the equation. The other side of the only other point that makes any rational sense is a full lockdown. And I suppose I can say if you go outside, like if you're not within, you know, X number of feet of somebody, or if you're outdoors and not within X number of feet with somebody, fine. If you're if you've got a mask on and you're going somewhere to drive your combine like a farmer does, fine. But
when you say rational to do a total lockdown, you mean like you're a utilitarian
rational
viewpoint?
Rational has to do with reason, okay?
I don't believe it's rational at all.
All right, you don't think there's reasons?
There's always
for
a reason
for a virus
tyranny.
With a 0.01% mortality rate or whatever it is? No, it's not rational.
It goes much lower than that if you start considering people below the age of 50.
I don't care if it's a 10%.
The question is,
I understand you don't.
Can a rational action be justified by irrational reasons? I would say that the fear motivating it, by definition, makes that course of action irrational,
so,
like fear is.
Okay, so fear tends to promote irrationality. However, if your reasons surround stopping a global pandemic, which has a death rate of about 0.01%, and the vast majority
of... 1% of... 0.01%, you said?
Yeah.
It's 1% of 1,000 people.
It's a hundredth of a percent.
Okay. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. We got more from this banker, Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis, who says that there needs to be a total lockdown in order for the economy to get better. 855 450 free like freedom. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't work like that. If you want the economy to be good, freedom is the answer. There's more coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home? Get paid? And Forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus the hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Ian, Aria, and Mark in the studio tonight talking about the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank who actually said that there needs to be a much harsher lockdown in order to help the economy. And the longer version of what he is trying to say here is that he believes that if you lock down real hardcore for some amount of time, then you'll defeat the virus, and therefore everybody can just reopen, and the economy will be able to recover without this sort of back and forth of these governors saying, okay, you can reopen. No, you need to lock down again. No, reopen. No, lock down again, which is what's kind of been going on out there to some extent.
So I get what he's saying. It's like, yeah, okay, we need to make this sacrifice now, and then it'll be done, then we can get back to normal, which is exactly what we said about why we shouldn't lock down in the first place. Just let this virus run its course, mm-hmm. and then we can get back to normal. But instead, they were like, no, we have to drag this out as long as possible.
Well, because somebody's grandmother might die, Aria.
No, Biden can get elected. Let's be freaking serious here.
Really?
Everybody in the media is angry that orange men do bad, and they just cannot. They're unglued.
I don't believe anyone actually believes that Biden is going to win this election.
Well, I think a lot of people believe it.
Some people want that to be the case.
No, I think that a lot of people believe it. I think about half of the people believe it.
I doubt that anyone genuinely believes that Joe Biden has a chance here.
Okay.
Did you hear that the New York Times is advocating that they get rid of the debates?
Well, they're gonna the debates are gonna be murder.
Because the more that Joe Biden,
it's gonna look
speaks,
like elder abuse.
the less chance he has of winning.
That's right. So they don't want debates anymore.
It's like nurses at the nursing home gave two of their worst clients clubs
LSD.
And let them go at each other.
No, if they had LSD, it would actually probably be a pretty good result.
So I have to mention this regarding this Federal Reserve guy's points.
Okay.
Okay. So first, I say it's rational. It's the second most rational choice is a full lockdown. Most rational choice.
That's insane. That's an insane choice. That is something that somebody who is a total statist would say. Are you a Chinese communist? Because that's what they would say.
The second, the most rational choice
rational.
Is the total freedom thing. Let people choose how they're going to react.
Rational.
Okay, look.
That's a hard one to say.
I'd like to not get arrested when I visit the Great Wall, okay? You stop.
You're never going back there. You got your shot at Hong Kong earlier this year. You're now on the list.
I probably am. So I got pictures with Hong Kong protesters. I bet I'm not in great shape. I have here in front of me one of my favorite lists. This is the list of weekly deaths in America.
But do you have a graph, Mark?
I do. I have a graph. And it goes back to 2017, January of 2017. So 3 years, 19,
I mean, we
18,
get it.
17.
We get it. There aren't a lot of people dying from this, right? So how in the world would a full lockdown be even in the realm of possibility?
I would presume you haven't
rational?
Looked. I would presume you have not looked at an actual list of deaths in the United States if you're proposing a full lockdown. That's what I'm saying. Look, all I'm doing is comparing.
That's the course of action you're describing as rational, though.
No, I'm not.
You did. You said it was the second most rational
second
thing.
Second most rational. Most rational on a list does not mean rational, okay? The
well, then
least,
stop calling it rational.
The least rational choice is what we did, which is half measures.
Okay.
Either you fully lock down, you don't lock down, but don't do half measures. That's the point I'm trying to make by saying.
But you don't actually support a full lockdown.
No.
Okay, thank you.
But if we were
going to
do murders, I'd start with your dumb ass.
Oh, yeah?
All right. So, on my list here, there was, for whatever reason, the flu season in the January of 2018 was kind of bad. And the worst day the worst week, excuse me, had 67,000 deaths. If you presume that 67,000 deaths, it was not worth getting upset over, because we didn't. Does anyone remember January of 2018? I don't.
I don't get upset about deaths of people I don't know.
I understand that.
And who have not impacted my life.
But the answer to the question is still, no one really got upset about deaths in January of 2019, right?
About the number of deaths.
2018,
excuse me. But the people who lost their grandmothers, their cousins, or whatever, they very much got upset.
Absolutely. It's terrible to lose people, and we have no idea why these people died, because this isn't what this list is about. For 5 weeks... in basically April of this year, the number of deaths went higher than that point in January 2018. So if January 2018 wasn't worth getting worried about, then most of May, all of June, and all of July of 2020 is not worth getting worried
but
about.
But now they're trying to act like we need to lock down again and things need to get harsher. In fact, he says, quote, this is the Federal Reserve guy from Minneapolis. He says, I mean, if we were to lock down really hard, I know I hate to even suggest it, people will be frustrated by it, but if we were to lock down hard...
Frustrated? They would riot, and they'd go after people wearing suits like you, dude.
For a month or 6 weeks, we could get the case count down so that our testing...
A month?
Yep.
He wants 6 months
or 6 weeks, month and a half.
6 weeks of hardcore shutdown.
That's what he's saying.
Right. It would stop the spread of the virus.
Would it, though?
Probably.
Because
according to what we know at this point, and which is not too darn much about this novel virus, according to what we know and what is said, probably.
But wouldn't it just like come back later?
But the problem is that you've got the wrong species to try to get all 8 billion of them to do the same thing at the same time. It just doesn't work. We're not that kind of primate. There isn't that kind of primate.
So he goes on, he says, we could get the case count down, so our testing and our contact tracing was actually enough to control it the way that it's happening in the Northeast right now. They had a rocky start, but they're doing a pretty good job right now, he says. Is he referring to the Northeast of the United States?
Yes.
I'm guessing he is. He warned the virus will spread throughout the country with flare-ups and local lockdowns, quote, for the next year or two, unquote, causing more businesses to
fail
without such measures.
It's only half truth. The truth is that it's going to continue forever. COVID-19 is not just going to vanish
from
history.
Yeah, it'll be COVID-20 eventually.
Well, I love how we call it COVID-19 as though it just appeared in 2019. No,
it's called COVID-19 because it's a 19th identified strain.
No, it's called COVID-19 because it appeared in 2019.
That's incorrect, Mark.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
All right, which one of them's right? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. He says, quote, we're going to see many, many more business bankruptcies, small businesses, big businesses, and that's going to take a lot of time to recover from, to build those businesses, rebuild those businesses, and then to bring workers back in and re-engage them in the workforce. That's going to be a much slower recovery for all of us, he said. And he is right. There are going to be a lot of businesses who are going to go under because the government money is going to run out. We were just talking about this last night at the end of the show with the restaurants who have run out of money at this point with the PPP loans, so-called loans, that they're now, they're
just shutting the
people aren't running back into these places. They only have a very limited number of customers. They have a limited number of table space. So we're just scratching the surface, I think, on some of the fallout from the earlier lockdowns. More coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown.
I do not believe a lockdown is a good idea at all. I think you've got to take the mitigation measures in the hot spots, as I said, the four guidelines, but I don't think any lockdown is a good idea. I don't think locking schools down is a good idea. I think we should do everything we can, everything humanly possible, with safety and security, to keep the stores open, to keep the schools open.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump said he's looking into executive actions over evictions and relief for unemployed workers. Negotiations continue to drag out between Democrats and Republicans regarding that new stimulus bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden will no longer travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to accept the Democratic presidential nomination later this month because of concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Biden will address the nation from his home state of Delaware. Some disappointing news regarding the Indy 500, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision, just announced, was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Mark.
We're talking about the insanity of the idea that you can make the economy better by destroying the economy. At least that's what a Federal Reserve chairman would want you to believe from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve.
Well, this certainly isn't the first time we've heard something like this. I believe it was George W. Bush who said we have to abandon free market principles to save the free market.
That's right. He did say that.
I mean, that's essentially what this guy's saying. We have to destroy the economy to save the economy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We're going to continue, and of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And from mid-March to mid-July of this year, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, Divi, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, of course, nothing is stopping Divi from continuing to go up in value, and that is certainly their goal. Divi's price jumped in that that 10x in correlation with their beta wallet release, which is a private beta. We haven't even seen it yet.
No.
So will Divi go up further when the wallet is actually available to everybody? Well, I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. And you can go to DiviProject.org and earn Divi by starting a masternode or even staking Divi. They've got a lottery for people who stake the coin as well. Opportunities knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer DiviProject.org? And I believe, Mark, you've got an after show that's going into tonight's
the
podcast.
The first episode of Crypto Talk Live.
Oh, really?
Is in the can last night and is getting attached to tonight's show. It is already on the SoundCloud, but it hasn't had a
what left. SoundCloud?
Crypto. If you go to CryptoTalkLive.com.
Oh, okay.
And you can find
it. Your own website.
Yeah, it's a SoundCloud page.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you create it like CryptoTalkLive with MarkEdge.com? That would have been great.
No, she's being facetious. He doesn't get the joke. It's a really obscure joke. It's referencing the Declare Your Independence show with Ernie Hancock.
Yes.
He actually has a URL, which is the longest URL I've ever come across. It is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, I think, .com. I believe that is what it is. A very, very long URL. So she's.
I see.
That's the joke. Anyway, yeah, bad idea to have long URLs. Shorter, usually better. So CryptoTalkLive.com. That's actually pretty good, Mark.
And it's in it, the two guys, I did, basically, it's two guys from Divi, we're getting together and talking to lots of crypto people. This first one.
They're pretty libertarian guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This first one was basically my intention was to just sort of test things out and see how everything went, see how everybody flowed together. This isn't the kind of thing you can replicate or teach or anything like that.
Yeah, you have to try it.
Yeah, so I had them on, and they, interestingly, don't think it had anything to do with the wallet that they released, the beta wallet.
You mean the 10x increase this year?
Yeah, the 10x increase. They think it has to do with many of other innovations that have to do with Divi.
Well, that's the thing with the market. You never really know.
You don't know. No, you don't know.
Somebody asked me that today. I was actually out at a restaurant, a local Jamaican place here in town that I've been trying to pitch on cryptocurrency, and I showed her the price increase of Bitcoin over the last month, which has been like a 30% increase. No joke.
It's been nice.
Yeah, and the other coins out there that are competitors with Bitcoin, most of them have also gone up significantly. So, and of course, one of her questions was, well, you know, why do you think the price went up? I'm like, I don't know. It's a global marketplace. You know, there's trades that are happening all the time.
I can speculate,
but if I had to speculate, I'd say that the fact that the federal government is printing, you know, trillions of dollars, that could be a factor in why.
They increased the money supply by 20% this year. So it's no surprise that cryptocurrency and gold are on their way to being up 20%.
More than 20%.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the United States government has taken the world reserve currency and inflated it, meaning printed more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, the stock market with the whole COVID thing, not doing as good as it did previously. So people with money must put their money somewhere. They can choose to put it in sort of traditional investments, stocks, bonds, these kinds of things.
I mean, which are probably good ideas as well.
I'm not giving financial advice. I'm just talking about what an investor might think about doing. They could put it in real estate, but the government's basically made real estate the most miserable of investments possible with all of its taxation out there on whatever different levels. So,
not to mention you got to deal with tenants. That can be
and
fine,
local governments and everything.
Yeah.
So real estate ain't what she used to be as far as an investment goes. You could put it in cash, but like I said, the government just devalued
it. That's not an investment.
Right. It is if you happen to be able to move into the right investment at the right time.
Okay, but buying cash is not an investment. If you're saying you need to use cash to buy other investments, well, then it's a tool for that, but it's not itself an investment. It is a depreciating asset
Okay.
At best.
So it depends on your definition of what an investment is. People who
I'm not
sell
an investment advisor.
Well, then
but
you
normally,
shut
when,
up about
but normally
what an investment is.
Okay,
one
but
other.
I know what an investment is. It's where you take a risk.
Yep.
And you put some sort of value or money into a thing with the hopes that you're going to get a return on the investment on down the line. That's what an investment is.
Okay.
You don't get a return on putting value into dollars because the value of the dollar goes down over time always.
Sometimes you do. And what if you're moving out of rubles and rubles are going down against the U.S. dollar, which is going up?
If you're comparing things that are going down, then what you're seeing is that the U.S. dollar doesn't go down as fast as some of the other coins. Or the other currencies, fiat monies in the world. So you're actually comparing a race to the bottom. So you can't say the U.S. dollar is going up. You can only say it is not going down as quickly as the ruble. When compared directly to one another, it can appear as though the U.S. dollar is going up in comparison, but it just simply means it's going down at a slower rate. That's all that means.
I will agree with you that the U.S. dollar is a bad investment generally,
yes.
But there are many people who have made a lot of money by keeping their powder dry, as they say, which means being highly liquid at any given point and being able to get into the market at the right time, whatever the market might be.
You're using it as a tool in that case.
Fine.
It's not an investment.
Are we seriously quibbling
yeah.
about the difference between the term tool and investment?
Yes.
Fine. You have heard the term investment tool before, right? Okay. So
you look
going
like a tool
on,
to me, too, by the way.
Thank God. All right. So don't people don't want to be in cash for a reason?
Yeah.
Because it's a bad place.
But
to
I
be
have to be in cash
right
because I run some Bitcoin vending machines on
because
behalf
you
of
do
the
a
church.
Business and businesses have to have.
It's not
cash.
A business. It's an outreach project for the Shire Free Church. But you can.
Churches
you know.
Have business.
Okay. I don't like the term business because when you're talking
Fine.
About legal land,
I'm really
business
delighted
has a very
to play
meaning.
The game here
yeah.
where I can't finish the paragraph because
if
Ian doesn't like the terms.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you label a thing that I'm involved in as something that I don't
What
think
about
it
an
is.
Investment? I didn't get to label that either.
No, you
How many
talking
more
about
things?
One.
What?
Why don't you just get it right for once and then we won't have to quibble about this?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's entitled to your opinion, which is always correct.
I didn't say that.
No, well, no, you just act like it.
How many people out
the
there
time?
Actually think cash is an investment? I'd love to hear about that. I hope it's zero.
I don't even want to have that conversation.
I mean, there may be some non-Americans who, for them, it's considered an investment, but it's as you said,
it
it's because it's just not racing to the bottom
yeah.
as quickly.
Right. If you're in Venezuela, your Venezuelan Bolivar Soberano is just on a free fall
garbage.
Down to
It's a
you know,
garbage
nothing.
Investment,
yeah.
I would agree.
And so if you have those things and you have the ability to change them into dollars, you should do it.
All I wanted
because
to say
you will
was
not lose as fast.
Moneyed investors have to put their money somewhere, and the only place that they can put it right now is gold and Bitcoin because everything else sucks. That's
so
why everything's
that,
that's
I mean,
going
if you're going to give advice, and that's not necessarily
it's not advice,
but
that's
a suggestion.
My,
that's a pretty good suggestion.
You know, just what, my
That's
assessment
what
of the market at this time. No, it's not.
Oh, okay. That's what I would do. I would put money into
not
gold
advice.
And Bitcoin. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here. You want to join us? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you ready for a total lockdown for 6 weeks? That's what this Federal Reserve goon from Minneapolis is saying that he wants to see happen. And he thinks it's going to help the economy to shut everything down and force everyone to stay home for several weeks at a time.
Up to 6 weeks, he says.
That's what he's saying. And he's not the only one. He's part of a choir. There's a large choir of people who are shouting for more lockdowns, a more serious lockdown. Of course, while we're talking about this, New York is apparently putting checkpoints into place. So we can talk about that later if we get the chance. But if you want to jump into the conversation, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Aria, and Mark. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start things out with Steve. He's calling from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Listening on KPFW. Go ahead, Steve.
How are we doing today?
Welcome, sir.
I think I called Friday, and I'm not sure which hosts were there, but I was talking about I tested positive that Tuesday for COVID, and my doctor absolutely refused to even talk to me about hydroxychloroquine. Just wasn't an option. But a friend of mine that I went to college with was able to prescribe it to me. He's a physician's assistant. His physician allowed him to prescribe it to me. And I started it on Wednesday evening after the first dose. I could really tell a difference with my, like, it started breaking up the congestion in my chest. But I was coughing and hacking so hard and violently that I was having a hard time breathing. So decided that I should probably go to the ER just to get checked out. And they did all kinds of tests and x-rays and everything and determined that it was just, you know, COVID-related issue. It wasn't a pneumonia or it wasn't anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home Thursday morning very early. And by the time I woke up Thursday afternoon, I was almost done coughing. And on Friday, I felt so good that I went and played 9 holes of golf. And
how many doses of the hydroxychloroquine did you take?
Okay, so the way the dosage is, they're 200 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day, you take 2 pills in the morning and 2 pills in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So 800 milligrams. And then the next day, it's just one pill in the morning, one pill in the evening for 6 days. So I had taken, 800, 1,200 milligrams.
And you were already feeling pretty good.
And I was already feeling just way better, able to get out and about. And of course,
if you don't mind my asking, what is your age?
42.
Okay, so I mean, chances are you were going to beat this thing pretty quickly anyway.
Well, more than likely, but I do have high blood pressure. I'm diabetic. Mm. You know, I go about 290. I'm 6'2", 290.
Gotcha.
Big man. Yep.
Not the picture of health, but I'm, you know, I played football in college and.
It happens. You know, I'm used to eating those big meals as an athlete. And
yeah, man, I'm from Arkansas. We eat barbecue and,
indeed.
And you know, fried chicken. And
it's good stuff. Too.
But anyway, you know, my point is Arkansas just recently. Now, my wife and daughter tested positive Tuesday. And they seem to be doing okay. My wife's had a little bit of, you know, just some. No more than if she had the flu or a cold or something, to be honest. It's not uncommon for her to get headaches certain times of the month, and she's had a headache with it. But, you know, nothing too bad for them. But Arkansas decided that they were going to ban the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID. So now in Arkansas, unless it's prescribed for malaria or something like that, you can't even get it.
Wow.
And that's what bothers me is that now it's not even an option.
No, wait a minute. This was within the last week because you just got some last week. So they've banned it since then?
Yeah, they banned it the day my wife and daughter tested positive on Tuesday.
Wow.
Or on Monday, I'm sorry.
That's some of the craziest stuff. I heard that the King Sununu here in New Hampshire also issued an executive order early on. It was like apparently one of the first 5 executive orders that he issued that hydroxychloroquine could not be prescribed.
Right, and it's crazy because, granted, it's probably not for everyone, but...
Well, that's why they say on every medical commercial, on every prescription drug commercial, to ask your doctor, right? Like,
right.
Such and such drug
right.
may
but
not be right for you. You should
right.
talk
but
to your doctor.
The option, but to take that option off the table, and I believe, probably much like you guys do, that it's all about money. That prescription with my insurance was $6.
Amazing. That's why they don't want you to do it because
they don't want a $6 fee. It was,
yeah, they're all connected with the mega corporations who
right.
are making prescription medications, and they want to give them the business for this, you know, whatever vaccines they cook up.
Right. It was $16 for the vitamin D, the zinc, and the prescription. So for $16, 3 days later, I'm golfing when I was in the ER. So you know, I'm not a rocket scientist, and I'm not a economics person.
Nope.
I just run a car dealership.
Right.
But
it's it's an anecdotal response, but hey, when you find something that works for you, you want to share it with people, and I think that's completely legitimate. And a lot of people have said similar stuff about this this medication.
Well, good deal, guys.
Steve, thanks for your story tonight, man. Definitely appreciate the update on that crazy news that they have now banned the prescribing of hydroxychloroquine in the state of Arkansas. I wonder how many states also have followed suit on that.
I don't know if it's 3 or 4 weeks since I went to the doctor. But I went to the doctor for my annual physical, and I asked, hey, on that blood test, did you give me a COVID test? I mean, because they just had my blood, right, for all kinds of things. And he's like, no, they're so inaccurate, it's not even worth giving.
Wow.
So,
what's the truth?
Well, yeah, I mean, this at this point, people are saying, well, I hope these people are listening to the experts. Which experts?
They don't know what they're talking about.
Well, they all know what they're talking about, but they have conflicting opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't... What experts are we talking about here?
Well, the better safe than sorry is what a lot of people think, and
Then let's all move into the prison cells. There's plenty of them. I mean, let's ban motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's eating vegan from here on out.
Right. Get rid of fatty foods. Yep. Get rid of
liquor,
sugary foods.
Cigarettes. I mean, everybody's living till 100, whether you like it or not.
Let's go to Nowhere Man in Springfield, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Aria and Mark. Go ahead, Nowhere Man.
Yes. How are we doing tonight?
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I love Mr. Nobody.
Oh,
he's not on tonight.
No, but he'll be back.
I don't want to get politically incorrect or correct. I'm an independent, but I just want to know your opinion. They've showed that George Floyd, which was a murder. Mm-hmm. It was outright murder. They've showed that 100 times on television. Why won't we get this on the national news of this gang violence going on every weekend?
Now, are you referring to the blue light gang?
Which gang are you referring to?
I'm talking about the street gangs in Chicago, St. Louis, the big cities,
mm-hmm.
Killing each other. A little more than
now. Why are they killing each other?
Well, that's why I called you. What's your take on it?
Usually, it has to do with drug territory. In a lot of cases, from what I understand, you typically look at gang violence, and it has to do with the fact that drugs are prohibited, and so therefore, when you prohibit drugs, which we should have learned this back in alcohol prohibition, which was the first prohibition, but they didn't learn it. So now they're prohibited. Well, I'm trying to answer your question, Nowhere Man. So you asked for an answer. I'm going to keep going for just a moment, okay? So they prohibit drugs, and so then since you've driven since the government drove the sale of drugs underground, because that's what happens when you prohibit something, it goes underground. Therefore, criminal gangs, will then be the business people who are the ones handling the drugs and selling the drugs and making the drugs and so on. And it turns out that these people settle their differences with bullets and knives and violence on the streets. Sometimes innocent people get caught in the crossfire or family members get kidnapped and murdered.
Just like what happened in the 20s.
Exactly like that, yeah. So that's why you've got gang violence in these places. It's because drugs are illegal. So if we were to legalize drugs and go ahead and legalize gambling and prostitution, legalize guns while we're at it, if we can
legalize everything.
Legalize anything that's a victimless, crime of prohibition, that there's no actual, harmed party that could make a complaint. You legalize all those things, and then the gangs will basically have nothing that they can make money off of. That's not to say they will go away completely, because some people are going to want to join a gang just so they can feel they belong to something. But Nowhere Man, I'll let you respond to that coming up here in a moment. 855-450 free like freedom. Hour number two is on the way, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Coming up, another bizarre money story that Aria is going to share with us about the money supply unlocking inflation. I don't know what that means. We'll find out.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.